And the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, has said that 4.5 million people are without power because of Russian attacks. In his nightly video address, Mr. Zelensky said the capital, Kyiv, and 10 other Ukrainian regions have been hit by power cuts, and he urged local authorities to find ways of conserving energy. He accused the Kremlin of energy terrorism. I'm joined by Sabra Ayres now, freelance journalist based in Kyiv. Sabra, good morning once again. We talked earlier this week about the impact of power cuts and water shortages, and I suppose brought into sharp focus now by President Zelensky, just, you know, examples, a third of the country's power stations destroyed in the last month. How great a crisis is this now for Ukraine and those still trying to live in the country?
Well, it's certainly intensifying. This morning, I woke up and didn't have power again, and it seems like it could last all day. In Kyiv itself, the capital, there's 450,000 households, mostly apartments, that are without power at all. That's about 1.5 times more than in previous days, according to the mayor of the city. So, people are bracing for this. It is becoming, you know, with days like this, it becomes more intense. There are more people thinking about leaving. A lot of Ukrainians I've spoken to are considering, especially those with young children and those who this is particularly difficult, are considering leaving again. And so it is becoming a greater difficulty for Ukrainians.
What else did President Zelensky say about the Russian tactics now as they target utilities in Ukraine?
You know, he calls it. Terrorism, and he is blaming that this is. Hitting civilians, and not, this isn't a military tactic, it's trying to harm civilian infrastructure. So the fighting down in the south, which is also intensifying, while the Ukrainians are talking about making ground down there, what's happening in the cities and with the civilians is intensifying, and so the feel of it is quite strong.
Yeah. What are the reports coming from cities like Kherson now? Because there are some reports that Russian troops are now leaving some of this area. Is this true or is this a tactic?
Right. That's a big question right now. There was a comment made from a Russian, the general that's in charge of the Ukrainian war. And he said that the Russian troops may have to make what he called a difficult decision. That was not defined. There have been reports that certainly in the city of Kherson, which is a critical holding for the Russians, it's the first regional capital that they have taken and been able to hold on to since the February 24th invasion. So losing that for Putin would be a huge humiliation and a major gain for the Ukrainians. But there have been reports of certainly the Russians moving civilians out of the area, and reports that some of the Russian occupying administrations and government in the city are retreating towards the south, towards the Crimean land bridge there. But at the same time, the Ukrainians are reporting that they are making very small gains, slowly and surely, in that area to try to recapture it. And they are saying that that it could be a very fierce battle in the coming days, and maybe by the end of the year, Kherson could be taken by the Ukrainians. It remains to be seen. It's intensifying for sure, and what the Russians are doing are being closely watched.
Well, for now, Sabra Ayres in Kyiv. Thank you very much.